219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome to 219 The Top and none other than Queenie and Jesse the Barber being here just a few minutes. I'm eating on me some bacon. I'm under the cup by my dog because he wants to eat the bacon. But he ain't getting none. How y'all doing tonight? Thanksgiving has passed. Everybody was already on the whole Christmas and post Thanksgiving. It don't get any credit. But guess what? We're still here. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And a lot of us are getting ready for Christmas. So we're trying to do what we need to do, you know, handle our business. You know, you can't bless a lot of people, but you can bless a few, right? And listen, and this season is not really, it's not at all about gift giving to one another. Jesus Christ gave his life for us all, right? So that's what we want to celebrate today. I mean, for Christmas, we want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Before we get into the show, let's play a little music. I want to, let's see. I got my brother Billy Cook. Y'all know it's a tradition for me to play my brother's music, his Christmas music, on the show. How about that? But before we do, let's get in a little bit of my very own music. And play This Christmas by your very own, if I can find it, y'all, on the switchboard, by your very own, me, Queenie.
This Christmas, yeah, see the fireside.
talk with none other than JD the Barber and Queenie in the building.
What's happening? What's happening, y'all? What's going down?
Yeah, we are excited. Look, I keep dropping y'all just pretty much. Really just like pretty much. That last song you heard was by your very own Queenie this Christmas.
Yo, come on.
I'm going to be playing more Christmas music later on in the show, okay? And I just want to keep a lot right here. This next song coming to you is by my brother, Billy Cook. Like I said, I love to play his Christmas music. And it is I'm Coming Home for Christmas right here on 219 The Talk.
But this time I'm coming home with my arms full of gifts and treat you like a queen, rub your back, kiss your lips, make every one of your dreams come true. Just wait and see, boo. Woo woo. From being gone so far from you, shorty, can I get a kiss? And everything I miss, you're so fine and so sweet. Please, honey, please believe I'm coming on.
Can't wait for me. I got to have a taste.
welcome back. Welcome back. This is 219 The Talk. Oh, listen, let me tell y'all something. The show is going through some revamping. We're going to have a new host coming up soon. And so we just like to be what they call a filibuster. We're in the Christmas season. Everybody is just trying to make some money. Listen, this is what we usually, or you're usually warned about in this season. Ladies, you need to carry a backpack, not a purse. You need to carry a small purse if you're going to carry a purse. Don't go out with your big, you know, laundry bag, you know, your big
your Gucci,
luggage.
Your Louis Vuitton.
Because
and all that.
People are thefting.
Oh, this hunting season, as they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the time. Let me tell you something. People that ain't been doing nothing all year,
uh-huh,
ain't been saving no money, and all of a sudden now, they got kids, and they got to come up with money because their baby mama said the kids need this and that. And now it's hunting season.
Hunting season.
So you going to see some cats out there in the parking lot taking some penitentiary chances right now, as they call them.
Yeah.
That's what we call them in the hood, penitentiary chance.
Hmm.
You know, they willing to knock old people in the head for their purses and pocketbooks.
All that.
And all of that. You know, this desperation is a serious disease to catch.
A serious one.
A serious. That's all I like to say. And you know, as the saying goes, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Desperate. And we have to, let's look at the times, right?
Right, right, right.
People have lost their jobs.
People have lost their damn mind.
People have lost their mind.
So that's why I say beware while you're out here shopping. And as they say, don't walk like a victim. You know, some people look like a victim. You need to be headed to your car, ladies, with your keys already out.
Right.
In between your fingers if you need them, so you can punch them in the face and poke them in the eye with your keys.
Oh, my God.
And take your little short knife with you. So you can, you know, that as we call them in the hood, a little frog sticker. And if they run up on you, just jab them enough to get them up off you and go on about your business. Yeah, but it's not a safe time right now. You know, it's sad to say, like you said, people have gotten into a desperation mode, and it's the season to be jolly, but it's also the season to be mindful and cognitive of your surroundings.
And they count on you.
To not be paying attention.
To leave that purse in their basket while you're getting your stuff.
Mm.
Or they count on you to put their gas in your car with your passenger side door unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All of them.
Yeah, there's definitely all kinds of scams out there right now.
There's some stuff going. Listen. You don't want to be weeping and wailing, okay?
Exactly. You want to enjoy your holiday season. And the fruits of your bounty that you've had out here.
Right.
You don't want somebody else to be just able to come along and wipe that away in a split second.
Because you weren't
paying attention.
And it's sad that you had these predators out here. But, you know, people looking for something to be under that tree. And some of them just say it ain't being by the tree.
Mm.
Some of them will take your stuff and sell it.
Right, right.
I'm just saying.
No.
Because this is the most wonderful time of the year.
Shouldn't be wild.
Where the thieves are out in the purses are.
Yeah, but that's
awful.
That's why I really don't like going out this time of year shopping at night.
Oh, no.
If you're going to shop.
I don't even like driving at night.
If you're going to shop, my suggestion would be to take off a day from work or get off work early and go out in the daylight hours and pick up your items. Or in this time of day, get them delivered to your door, just like I do. I see something I want, I order it, And there's so many different companies nowadays that are in competition. So a lot of times the delivery is free. So if it says free delivery, guess what? I ain't leaving the door then. I'm going to step out
of it. You better track it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, my God.
You got them, what they call them, porch pirates that are sitting around waiting on stuff to be delivered to your house.
And you can have a doorbell camera all you want to. Because you just going to watch and take it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to watch them take it. And so what you catch up with? You catch up with Terry Lynn after she done took your TV. Okay, and you get her sent to jail. Do you have your TV?
No.
No, you don't. All I'm saying. All I'm saying.
Whew. Yeah, you got professional porch pirates out there now.
Professional.
They waiting on, they following the UPS truck around.
Mm.
Waiting on them, you know, and waiting on them to put stuff on people's porches who don't look like they're at home. And there they go, they gone.
Now, I sing a popular song, God's Got a Blessing with Your Name on It, but guess what? You got to be at that address. All I'm saying. You got to be. You got to be there when it arrives. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or you be phoning it in, hey, my package is supposed to be here. Well, they sent us a picture that is at your door.
It was. To Pookie and Ray Ray passed by there.
They said, what are they going to say? I fulfilled my obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I fulfilled my obligation. Now, do what you got to do to make sure that you have a very Merry Christmas.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that old doorbell with the camera on it is not going to stop them
from taking nothing.
From taking nothing. Now, another thing.
Go ahead.
Another security measure you need to do. If you know you're not going to be there, you need to give instructions. Plainly, they tell you, do we need instructions on the delivery? I know you know what I'm talking about, you Amazon lovers. They ask you, it's a special instruction. You say, hey, slide it, I'm going to leave the garage, crack it, slide it under the garage. So you just tell them, leave it in the little flower pot, right? So,
or my next door neighbor.
The neighbor's, you know. Make some plans for that package.
Right.
Let me tell y'all something. I ordered that heat press a couple years ago. Really, longer than that. That doesn't matter. And I told them, I said, leave it with my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
When they got to my front door, they had my phone number. And they called me and said, we're leaving it with your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home from the event I was at, guess where my heat press was?
Yeah.
At my neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Real simple instructions.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do.
That's what I'm supposed to do. Or you going to be crying. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. So this can happen in an instant.
In an instant.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again. Jesus. And I'm telling you, man, it's going to be some stories after Christmas. I'm telling you, why not? It's going to be some stories. Listen, we'll be right back after these messages. Good cook saying all I want for Christmas right here on tonight.
All I want for Christmas is you and me. All I really want is time with you and the family. All I really want, all I really want. All I want for Christmas is you and me. Having fun decorating the Christmas tree. Drinking hot cocoa, snuggling to get warm. Fireplace crackling, baby, you in my arms. Uncle Joe tips it from Mickey in his cup. Aunt June tugged her up with that big old butt. Singing jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to be with family on Christmas Day. That's all I want.
All I want.
That's all I want.
It's you and me.
It's you and me.
All I want.
But
I'm looking outside of my window pane. Plenty warm feelings, man. It's Christmas again. Hearing sleigh bells on top of the roof. A quick poop. I was thinking in my mind, man, Santa's the truth. Bringing joy and cheer. A well wish for a year with Rudolph the seer. On course, he never be. Plenty presents, no fear. Big dog, I'll get him here. Don't fret, my dear. Your loved ones are right here. Jumping roof to roof to spread love to truth. To spend my Christmas day. I wanna do it with you. Ooh.
All I want for Christmas is you and me.
Like this before, you complete my Christmas list for sure. I can never have asked for anything more, as long as you are here by my side. And you can be my gift for eternity. It gives me great joy to see the kids happy with their Christmas toy. It gives me great joy, joy, unspeakable joy. I want for Christmas, baby. Oh, hey. Oh, that's all I want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is you and me. All I really want. All right. So, yes, JD went into that little flirt. Okay, y'all. So, what are y'all doing for Christmas?
Well, I know what I'm doing.
Wait, are you doing? I'm going to ask them a question, and then we're going to talk about what we're doing.
Okay.
Are you cooking traditional turkey? I think turkey, a big old turkey, 2 months back is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's
not going to happen.
I can't do it.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to leave you so much turkey per year.
Mm.
And I'm at my limit right now.
Mm.
So
I don't even want dressing.
No, I'm not making no dressing. I'm making, I might make a... homemade chili and some gumbo. Yeah, those are the two things that I'm leaning towards.
I just want to be there.
Well,
that's right.
You're cordially invited.
I'm cordially invited.
Yeah.
Am I sincerely invited?
Considering we stay together. you're invited. Just feel free to venture into the kitchen.
I'll venture.
That's where to be.
I shall venture.
Right. But yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I'm going to get ready for Christmas with, like I said, some homemade chili or some gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following week, we'll be celebrating New Year's Eve.
True.
And that's when I'm going to break out my black eyed peas and my okra.
Oh, man, I'm starved for New Year's.
And then I got to.
What else you gonna do? Cause
some cabbage,
I don't eat that, huh?
Cabbage.
Oh, I'm gonna tear that up.
Yeah, a little bit of cabbage, some ham.
Okay.
You gotta have pork. You gotta have pork.
Okay, I'm gonna do. Okay.
So you do the black eyed peas, the greens, and the pork.
Well, I'm gonna say something about gumbo, so I can't eat that.
Yeah, you could all
freeze it.
I thought you gonna do it and thaw it out and reheat it. It's gonna taste even better.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do black eyed peas. You know. When I was a kid, let me tell you what happened. When I was a kid, we ate black eyed peas so much. So much. And they didn't want, let me tell you something. I came from a family where whatever they place it in front of you with
is what you
eat. Is what you're going to eat it.
Right.
And I got so sick of black eyed peas, and they taste like dirt to me.
Okay,
they just were so good, dirty, gritty. They wasn't, but this is just what my mouth told me after my 350,000 plates
right, of black apple.
Now, don't get me wrong. hot water cornbread. Huh. Got me. Oh, that'll be good with some gumbo. Hot water cornbread, sweet potato pie. Oh my God. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. That's
you're making yourself hungry.
Yes.
Yeah, but
no, yeah, that's a sweet potato in that mo.
I got to have me some black-eyed peas with some okra.
You better preach.
For New Year's. That's a tradition.
But this house is going to be smelling good.
Oh, it's going to, what?
Yeah, that's
it's going to be ignorant.
Listen, I love, look, I have a husband that can cook.
It's going to be
ignorant. And I am so happy about it. Even though some of the stuff he cook, I ain't going to eat it. It just makes the house smell so good. Now, one thing he ever cooking, I praise God and thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah, is the old chitlin. I'm not a chitlin girl. I'm just not one of them chitlin girls. I dated a dude one time that was like, every time he talked to me, he was like, you want to buy me some chitlin? No, I'm not buying you no chitlin. Anything else he asked me to cook him, I cook. And when he said chitlins, I knew his relation was not going nowhere. I knew it was coming to an end.
I don't do chitlins because it's too hard to clean them. That's too much work for me.
You don't get them pre-cleaned bad
that's
chitlins.
That's a damn lie. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Put them in a damn pot talking about they clean.
They intestines, though. They intestines just like the other intestines.
Exactly, but they ain't clean.
They ain't clean intestines.
No, them people.
So why don't you just buy the bag and clean them again?
Oh, no.
Oh, would anything be left to do? And then I look at him, and he's like, I don't know how y'all do it. I couldn't eat no intestines, though.
Oh, I know where to go if I want some.
Where you going?
Mary Ann's, my mama.
Oh, okay.
My mama's going to definitely make her some.
Okay, well, don't get over and get your bowl.
All I need is one little bowl and some hot sauce and a slug of cornbread, as they say.
Oh, God.
A slug of jiffy.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
I'm good. And I done got my whole year fixed in one bowl. I'm good.
Did he say he knows
that's all I need.
No piggly wiggly intestine.
Not only that, and she put hog maws.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, that's too much.
No, hog maws, chitlins ain't nothing if they ain't got no hog maws.
I'm taking
this. Because chitlins by themselves ain't got no real sustenance. They thin little.
How you saying sustenance and chitlins in the same lot? They don't go together.
Yes, it do. They go together. Mm-hmm. They ain't enough to hold up as a meal. You got to put hog maws in it to make it a meal.
Oh, you got to.
Got to.
That's mandatory.
Mandatory.
I guess so.
Ain't no guess what I'm telling you. From a professional chitlin eater.
Now, I'm going to ask you. For the folks that's listening, saying hot water cornbread, and they want to try, they've been wanting to try to make this hot water cornbread, but they don't know. They don't know how to make it.
Well,
why don't you just help us out?
You got to have some boiling hot water.
Right, right.
First of all, make sure you boil you some water,
uh-huh.
Not the hot water out the sink. But you got to have boiling water.
Boiling water. They got to actually go into a pot.
Right, and let it boil.
Uh-huh.
And take you some regular cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Put you a little salt to taste.
A little salt. Oh
yeah, don't make it enough salt to run your blood pressure up that night.
And see, I like sweet.
You can add a little sugar. You can add a little sugar too. Yeah, you add a little sugar and a little salt. And pour the hot water in there and let it while it's still boiling,
mm-hmm.
hot.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out the pot, pour it in there, and mix it up, and let it let all your cornmeal get wet, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's happening is it's cooking in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you let that get saturated with the hot water and mixed all in, then you let it sit there for a while until you can handle it with your hand and form your patties,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in some hot grease.
Hot grease, y'all.
And cook it on one side about three and a half, 4 minutes, and then flip it over.
Listen, y'all.
Until it's cooked all the way through.
When I tell y'all hot grease, you got to let that grease get hot, or you're going to mess that cornbread up.
It need to be 350.
Let it get hot, or you're going to mess that cornbread up.
Take you a couple of little dots of water and throw it. You know, the black folks, we don't use no thermometer. We just throw it, splash a little water in there. Okay, it's ready to go. It's ready to go.
Woo! I'm over that. I don't know if I should have did that. But, yeah, I love hot water cornbread. The person that makes that, y'all would think that I would say that my mama is my favorite. Or my husband. My husband just became one of my favorites. But my all-time favorite hot water cornbread maker was my granny. Wait, let me take it down. Yeah, it was my granny. And then my sister came along. My older sister came along. Old Bamalay came along and dropped the pones of cornbread. We call it pone. Give me a pone of cornbread. I'm from the country, yes. And this blew my mind. Went over her house one time, and she used white cornmeal.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, cornmeal is cornmeal. Okay. But I went over there, and my hot water cornbread wasn't goat.
Right.
So I've been to this hot water cornbread. This white hot water cornbread, because I ain't going to pass up. And it was good. It was good. Now, I want to talk about going into Christmas. What is the appropriate gift to get your mother for Christmas? Go ahead. Tell.
Well, I don't know.
Not actually, but I'm saying, do you go buy your mama a car for Christmas?
If you got that kind of money, yeah.
But your wife don't have a car.
No. No, you don't do that.
What kind of Christmas shopping are you doing this for this season?
I'm not Christmas shopping this year. I'm gonna give you what Jesus gave you, love.
Gave you love.
Yeah, that's all I got for you, because you know, everybody's been. This has been a COVID situated year, and you know, everything is accounted for this year.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Christmas fun. Your Christmas fun went on groceries and light bills and all that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm going to give you what the season is all about, love and family and Jesus.
Mm.
I can give you all the Jesus you can stand. I can quote the Bible.
You need some more Jesus you can add on today.
I say all you can stand, you know. But, yeah, we get too caught up in the commercialization of Christmas and have turned the holiday into a pagan holiday, seeing who can out gift each other.
People jumping out buildings,
right.
So they can't get their families nothing for Christmas.
And people sitting around waiting on you to prove how much you love them by the amount of money you spent on the gift for them. Hey, look at it, brother. If that's what you're waiting on, then you're going to see this year that I don't really love you, I guess. Because I ain't spending no money on no gifts for no family members and stuff this year.
Mm.
And I'm really not concerned about if they get me anything.
Exactly.
Because I have, you know what I got for Christmas this year?
What?
2020? I survived.
You survived.
And I made it through Christmas. And I know that my lights are going to still be on.
Mm-hmm.
And my water bill is paid and all that. That's my Christmas gift to me.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about the gifts and gift exchange and all that. I'm good on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to understand that that's not what Christmas is really all about anyway.
That's not
what the season is for. The season is to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. And you know, we've gotten away from that and got so commercialized, we think it's about a fat white dude in a red and white suit with some reindeers.
Mm.
Yeah, I ain't worried about the reindeers. Christmas ain't been the same since I became Santa Claus. You know, when I was a little kid, I thought Santa was coming for real. So I realized when I got older and had kids that I was Santa Claus. And my mom and daddy was Santa Claus back then.
I always knew.
I think I was about 12 or 13 when I realized, man, that's mama them putting that stuff on that tree, you know. But before then, I would go to sleep and try to, I would hurry up and try to go to sleep so Santa Claus wouldn't catch me up and pass my house up. That's what my dad used to tell us would happen. Y'all don't go to bed. Santa gonna see y'all up and pass the house up. I was, oh, man, let me get my behind in bed. I'm in the bed early. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to pass my house up because I didn't ask for a bunch of stuff this year. And I'm expecting.
We had a lot of people in the house.
Yeah.
So when Christmas came, we knew who got the, who bought all our gifts because they was going to bring. My mama was usually in the big box of socks and underwear, socks and drawers.
Mm.
And then one year we got a bunch of games because it was eight of us. Do you understand? Eight. So one year we actually did get what we wanted, you know. But most of them Christmases were socks, underwear, because that's how my mama was. Now, my daddy, he was one that passed out money and gifts, you know. My mama, no. If my daddy messed around and put her over the Christmas shopping, you can forget.
Drawers and socks.
It's drawers and socks for a couple of Bibles and studied it. The New Testament.
Right.
But if my daddy was over it, it's toys rolling up in here. Tennis shoes, you know?
Right.
But I guess that comes from two different people, you know. My mama was from one family, my daddy from the other family. They did stuff completely different. When I say completely different, my mom was in the church, under the church, the roof on the church. She was the church. My daddy, listen. You know, the football player, the one that, you know what I'm saying? He played with the kids, ran with them, did, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. My mama and my dad was a disciplinarian. But when it came to making the kids smile and playing with kids, all that was my daddy. That was my daddy. So we were always wanted my daddy to be over Christmas. If he was doing the most talking around December, we knew he was going to be. If my mama and my daddy were quiet in Christmas, we all knew it wasn't going to be nothing exciting.
Right.
So we look forward to watching the shows that come on TV for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Frosty the Snowman. Charlie Brown Christmas and all of those.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, all of those different. You know, I still would watch that right now to this day at my age. I ain't got no problem watching Rudolph. My sister watches every Charlie Brown holiday special. I don't care if it's the Halloween, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and all, you know, all the more different. Whatever Charlie Brown came on, she was watching. Holler if she missed it.
Mm-hmm. It's
going to
be smoke in the
city. Oh, it's going to be some stuff going on.
Well, we have enjoyed our time with you tonight. Honey?
Uh-huh.
Oh, one thing we want you to know. Make sure that you are on our Facebook page. My Gospel Soul Magazine community. Make sure that you are on that page because we have a Christmas special coming up for you guys. It's a concert with the R&B singer, the vocal extraordinaire, Quincy Robinson.
Right. And opening up for him is going to be Mello the singer.
Oh, my God.
She's going to bless you with a couple of ballads as well, Christmas ballads. And we just look forward to bringing in this holiday season. No matter how tough this year has been for us, we still need to give thanks and be cheerful during this holiday season and commemorate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And remember what the reason for the season is.
Yeah.
It's not Black Friday at Walmart. It's not Cyber Monday and all this other, you know, stuff that they've conditioned us to look forward to. We need to look forward to commemorating the birth of our Lord and Savior, and our salvation. So we need to just get back to what the season is really all about, and getting together with your family and loving on one another, and being thankful that we are still here and still able to commemorate our Lord's birth. But yeah, we just want to have y'all next Thursday. Instead of us coming on 219 to talk on the radio, we will be doing a holiday special at our studios. That's December the 10th. So we look forward to y'all tuning in and enjoying the show.
All right, y'all. Well, in 219 to talk, we look forward to seeing you on what?
The 10th.
The 10th. All right, y'all. Love y'all. But we gotta go.
219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah. 219. Yeah. 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah. You running your mouth.